By far, the most important reform was the emancipation of the nearly 50 million serfed peasants. Discussed in a special assembly of notables in 1856 and implemented between 1861 and 1863. Now, let's remember what took place before the French Revolution in 1787, another assembly of notables that got out of control. But here, there was an assembly of notables that realized they were facing the wall and they needed to do something about it. This emancipation fell short of total emancipation, since the peasants' commune, called the Mir, was collectively responsible for government loans used to repay the nobles for the segment of their land given to the peasants. And you better believe the nobles got the better segment, the peasants got the lesser segment, and then they had to take out loans and repay those loans, so they couldn't initially just leave the local commune because they had to support the commune so it could pay back the loans to the government. But some could and did leave, and this made possible a larger urban labor force, which was part of the understanding of the whole emancipation. Russia had it to industrialize. Russia had cottage industry, and cottage industry in the countryside was expanding, but that's not the same as what was happening in London and Paris and Vienna and Prague. They had to catch up. This was the essential dilemma of attempts to reform Russia, then and thereafter, including more recently. Any substantial changes were bound to come at the expense of the very elites who supported the regime. And yet some changes had to come for Russia to modernize. Still, as John Merriman indicates, and I hope you know who John Merriman is quite well because it's the major textbook that we're thinking about using for this course, John Merriman indicates this was surely the largest single radical social policy implemented anywhere in the 19th century in Europe, and far greater in scope than the emancipation of American slaves during the Civil War, and moreover, it occurred without a revolution. But it did occur after a lost war. Other substantial reforms included the establishment of rural councils, or zemstvos, in 1864, and urban councils, or dumas, in 1870. Remember, the aristocrats had virtual political control over life and limb wherever they domained, and the emancipation of the serfs requires something to be put in place of the vacuum left by removing that total aristocratic local control. So we have local government for the first time in the countryside, zemstvos, and then even in some urban areas, dumas, the beginning of the development of a more modernized political culture or civil culture. Then, in 1864, came a statute reforming the judicial system, giving Russia a judicial system roughly equal to what England had achieved more than a century and a half ago in 1688-1689. So from 1861 to 1863 came the proclamation and then the implementation of the emancipation of the serfs, and that was followed with the judicial form that also was of such great importance. Let's hear the Tsar's voice also for a moment. Summoned to the throne of our ancestors by divine providence and the sacred law of heredity, we have promised ourselves with heartfelt sincerity to extend our affection and imperial solicitude to all our faithful subjects. And then comes the talk of the edict, followed by, "And now, my orthodox and faithful people, make the holy sign of the cross and join their prayers to ours, invoking the blessing of the Most High upon thy first free labors, for this alone is a sure pledge of private well-being and the public weal." Authority still came from above, an authority was still supplemented by the authority of religion undergirding the whole system.